there a wedding tomorrow?
Yes.
Hope they dust before the wedding. That's pretty bad. Okay. Are you here? Are you alive and well? You're frozen? Is anybody from any of the East Hills or y'all local? Just drive down from... How's the weather up there? Is it white up there? Usually I get a little more up there than we get down here. Maybe tomorrow it'll really snow. Midway's always white. Well, consistent vowel shapes. And we were rehearsing, as some of you may remember, Wednesday night, and the vowel shapes were falling to pieces on the word, on the A sound especially. So it's common for what you call amateur volunteer singers to frequently blow it with their vowel shapes. Pardon my contemporary linguistics. But the natural man will fall into more added entropy into his singing ability. You know what that means? Greater disorder and randomness. However, continual concentration at the beginning will result in more consistent vowel shape later. So, we're going to do this exercise, which will hopefully help you with your vowel shapes a little. And if you do these exercises and think about them on a daily basis, your vowel shapes will become more automatic. And this is simply the five-note scale. O, A, A. Without going to the E sound at the end of A, right? One, two, ready, sing. Seated. Marcy, I want to see you for just a second after class, if I could. Take out, so let us praise Him in the mercy of the Lord that we were working on last time. Thank you. Everybody sing melody, please. One, two, three. Sopranos, it just happened to be wrong. Now, I know it's too low for some of you sopranos, so you may have to jump the octave or something. I don't know. Let's see. Sopranos may have to leap the octave. Way up there. Everybody sing bass part. One, two, three.
So let us pray.
Alto. Together. Daryl. Goofed. You singing his? He's worthy. Maybe you are.
He's worthy, Jesus.
Yes. It's the last half of the last triplet, actually. It's not even as long as it's written. It's a shorter note than written, actually. Right? In other words, this is written in 3-4, but it should be 9-8. That's what I'm saying. Question, Shelley? That's because they're trying to go. Is it a? Right? See the sopranos by themselves? With some expression and excitement, etc. A little life, maybe? One, two, three. Four part. Cut. We have a disparity between the phrasing of the basses and the phrasing of the tenors. Gentlemen, sing it by yourselves. One, two, three. Cut. You know what the problem is? The tenors are way out in front of the tempo. So you're cutting the word hymn off almost a half a beat before you should. And so the basses are holding over their moving part and you're not holding over yours. You know where the basses got their tempo? Try it again. Four part. One, two, three. Melody.
Thank you.
I change that alto part? Isn't that right, altos? What is it? You know, remember? Isn't it? Supposed to be. Is that it? Is that right? Is that singing altos that think you know it? From the mercy, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's radically different than what's on the page. So that would be, on the word the, would be an F. The word Lord would be an E flat. The word my would be a D. And the word defense would be a B flat. Okay, can you make that change as altos? You need it again? The is F, Lord is E flat, is as written, my is a D, and D for defense is a B flat. Now this is written different than we sing it, I believe, in the last measure of the second line. How do we normally sing this? Actually make the movement like that, right? Yeah, so go ahead, that soprano, and make that change. The what that truly is, you know what the real figure is? What should be there? It should be on the word D, third or fourth beat of the second to last measure of that line. you should have an eighth note on A flat tied to an eighth note on F. Right? Now let's see what happens after that.
The Lord is my defense.
Then it sounds written. It's tied over to an F, quarter note F, first beat of the next bar, and then you sing fence right where it is. So that's your second to the last major is Lord is my, all quarter notes. D is an eighth note A flat and an eighth note F tied to a quarter note F, first beat of the next measure. Got that, sopranos? Make sense? Need any more explanation? Okay, everybody follows? That's so you can see what it is that you're singing, what it looks like on the page. Okay? Did everybody sing melody that time? Want to sing melody again and get used to the rhythm? One, two, three, four. You're late. One, two, three, four. I played the wrong chord on Lord. Mercy of the Lord is mine. I do it the other way. The mercy of the Lord is my defense. So I gotta switch it. Okay. Everybody sing the yeah. Is everybody singing an eighth note?
Yeah.
What are the men doing? Do the men know what they're singing? So what? The attack is late, right? That's what's happening. Singing as an eighth note, I don't care. Today, I'm benevolent. Because Tuesday, you have your assignment due. They're not coming in early, they're coming in on time.
Really?
Yeah, it's a quarter note. Some people are singing the quarter note that's written, instead of the eighth note, which is what's in everybody's head. They're singing as an eighth note. Okay? Okay, now the alto line. One, two, three, four. Everyone's singing alto, right? One, two, three, four. Ah! I want you to read, not guess. Gentlemen especially, read, don't guess. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
parenthesis only applies to the bass part if you read your music carefully. If you look carefully at your music, you realize that's the fact without being told that. Right? As the C's are both tied one to another, and then the second beat of that last measure is not tied. Where in the bass part you have a quarter note going to a whole note. So consequently, that belongs to the basses only. Take the Mercy of the Lord last half of the beat for second line phrase, okay? Second phrase of the piece, Mercy of the Lord. One, two, three, four. Bass part. Questions so far? Do you have your part tenor, I hope? Bass part. Everybody singing? One, two, three, four. That bass line different. That's bad writing on you theory students. Anybody has theory in this class? That's bad writing. What's bad about it? Can you tell me, Tracy? You took it 2 years ago? It's a common rule in voice leading that is dead wrong in two spots. Oh, no. Bass parts tend to be conjunct motion. Anita? Yeah, there's illegal parallelism is what there is. In the last measure of the first line and the last measure of the third line, you have the basses and tenors moving in parallel fifths. Parallel fifths are a cardinal no-no in arranging. In Occidental music, we don't sing parallel fifths. So what should be there instead is... something like that, which is hard to write in.
Mercy of the Lord is all around me.
Octaves in, but I should fix that. Anyway, basses, you have your part? Yeah, I'm going to have to change it now. Is this what you sing in church? Let me hear it again. Three, four, everybody's singing bass part. One, two, three, four. Oh, I'm playing a tenor part.
Thank you.
singing. I'm not doing it right. D, one, two. I mean, it's simple counting. The tenor and alto part is very simple to count. It's 4-1 fence. Take it again. The mercy, second line, second phrase. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your moving part must be clear, clean, and emphasized. The mercy of the Lord, not mercy of the Lord. Clearly. Mercy of the Lord. Each pitch distinct, right? 2, 3, 4. Look, you are having an absolute luxury getting a 3.5 beat count in. That is luxury in music. I suggest you be right on time when given that big of a luxury. 1, 2, 3, 4. You are substantially in front of the beat most of the time, sometimes as much as a half a beat ahead of the rest of us. Right? There's one solution. Let's watch. Gerhard?
With defense, I'm not quite sure how we do that. We stay on the same note on the last measure of the second line.
Right. How that's sung, you see that the last beat of the major before the next to the last major is a C tied to a C in the next major, right? Quarter note. It's tied with a tie line, little curved line. So that those two beats constitute the syllable D. And then you have a quarter note C tied to a half note C, which is tied again to the B flat coming around the bend. That second quarter note and half note constitute the rhythm of the word, of the syllable fence. Okay? So you sing D, hold it across the bar line, and sing fence with the alto and soprano. So rhythmically it's sung like this. The mercy... Oh, I better find an E flat.
The mercy of the Lord is my defense.
Like that. I'm out of air.
Of the Lord is my defense.
Like that. Right? Okay. Again, a cappella. Try to stay together, please. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The mercy of the Lord is all around me.
You rush that, ladies. Pushing the tempo.
Round me.
So simple.
Round me.
Eighth note passages are commonly rushed. When a high note, I commonly rush them myself. When you're boom chucking, you always rush the runs. Always. Until I find you. And you're only halfway through your medley. What do you do?
Stop.
That's what you do, and start again. But eighth note passages are frequently rushed, and that's that typical passage right there is common to rush. Because people realize that eighth notes go by fast, so you anticipate them and rush them by in a hurry, and that's incorrect. Take it again. One, two, three, four. Cut. Air in the tenor. It's a moving part. Right, moving part tenor. Sing that.
The mercy of the Lord.
Right, moving part. Take it. That phrase, everybody. One, two, three, four.
The mercy of the Lord is my defense. His love and his compassion surround me. The mercy of the Lord is my defense.
I think I found the problem. One of you in the tenor section is not watching me or watching your music too much, and therefore you get ahead of the beat. Tenors are still struggling a little bit with the defense section. Let's take three upper parts, please, right there. Second phrase of the piece, the mercy of the Lord, three upper parts. One, two, three, four.
The mercy of the Lord is my defense.
Right. One fence. Second thing right there. Again, same thing. One, two, three, four.
The mercy of the Lord is my defense.
At the bases.
In
love and okay. Now, do you have any questions regarding your assignment start, which is due Tuesday? Yes. It may be kind of easier with songs that have music. May not be. Don't worry about it. People don't know the parts, they sing melody. Yeah, we're just dealing with expression, with musical speech, with anointing and excitement. Okay, Shelley? You may want to do that, if you can sing with an excitement and expression. It is important for a choral conductor to know his limitations. Sometimes I sing right outside of my limitations, wishing that I had remembered them. And you must have you may not be able to really give it what you want. You may be. But you may pick out someone who you know is able to do with it what you want. No. That is cheating. You can direct if you want. I'll tell you this much. Being rather experienced at conducting, beating the beat does not get expression out of people. We may let you do that.
Thank you.
Then you don't have your assignment ready. That's a good start, Terry. That's a perfect place to begin. I mean, you've got to know what the song should be expressed like, and then you may want to tell them. You may want to have them sing it, and maybe they will sing it with expression. And then you point out what words do need expression, and then have them sing it. And if they'd like, I had Keith come up here one time, and they did fine. I mean, well, the point is this. This could result in a lot of good things. Like, all of a sudden, all of you are going to be rooting for each other. So you're going to try to sing that song with expression. Well, all of a sudden, everybody's going to be looking then at songs to see how they're supposed to be expressed. Now, that's a nice little spin-off, yeah? However, I can guarantee you about this bunch. They're not going to do it perfectly. They just aren't. And so, you may just have to advise them, that was good, but, da-da-da-da-da. Or, well, you expressed that word, but it sounded like it stuck out all of a sudden. Now, what do you do? You see. Now, you may stand here, and you may not feel like you're a capable conductor, so you decide, well, so you sing it, so you stand here and listen to them. And they don't do it right. If you're worth your salt, you're not going to just keep standing there. You know, throw a fist in the air or do something, or jump up and down when I said, all right, this word right here. See, I didn't grow up doing this. I mean, the very first time I conducted a choir in my life, I was a senior in high school. And it was a 90-voice choir. And they were good. They were really good. And I was a student conductor in the choir, hadn't conducted them at all year. We were coming around to a concert, and Miss Mack, which we called our truck driving choral director, asked me if I wanted to conduct a song in concert. And of course the whole choir cheered and hollered and said, yes, he does. I had conducted in the band, but that's a totally different ball game. I was a pep band conductor, and pep band conductor, all you do is jive around a little bit and swing your hips while playing a saxophone. I mean, it's a lot different than conducting a choir. You didn't hear that. But done that for a couple of years, but actually conducting choral was different. I had been in a lot of choirs and seen a lot of choral conducting done. But so I picked the song. I picked Deep River, a real beautiful arrangement of Deep River. And got in front of them and immediately had them in the palm of my hand and fell in love with choral conducting. It took about 2 minutes and I knew what I wanted to do with my life. I'm doing it, though this isn't my plan. I went to college to be a choral conductor. But they were so responsive to me because I was a new face. Believe me, any face was better than Miss Max. He had to know this lady. Both my sister and I had her, and in fact, my uncle did. She had been an institution in that high school that many years, and she was really rattly. But they responded like that for me. So I could conduct very gently and get fantastic expression out of them, very small conducting. It was after I came here that I developed a rather flamboyant conducting style, which is known of me. But when you know, these were musicians, and they knew what I was going to do, and they followed me beautifully. You, on the other hand, and music ministry as a whole, didn't know what to do. They just sang loud, as we mentioned before. And so to get them to do something, you have to, you know, almost come out of your skin. I have literally leaped off of that thing more than once and landed on my feet. I've also leapt off of that, however, and landed down there. Well, I had to. I was moving from point A to point B, and the only way to get there was to do this, and so I did. So, we'll just see. Whatever you can do, that your grade is dependent upon if you get them to respond. How you do it, I mean, you know, just as long as it's within the realm of propriety and decorum, that's all that matters to me. Yes. Not very much time. I mean, not because we've got so many of you to get through. You just got a little bit of time. Yes. I don't know. We'll wait and see how it goes. Maybe, maybe not. No. I can't listen if I'm your pianist. Besides, I will follow you explicitly. You may not want me as your pianist. You may want someone who will just keep playing along at the right tempo when you're doing other things. So, it's really much easier an assignment than you may be thinking. I'm not suggesting you have to come up and make the song absolutely perfect musically and that sort of thing. I just want to see if you can get them to begin to step in the anointing on that piece of music, which means you as an individual has to look at that song and see what makes it happen, what will make that song happen. Try to communicate it to the group and try to get them to sing it like that to the best of your ability. That's all the assignment is. Very simple. Still got 5 minutes. More questions? You want to try one? Somebody want to try today? Okay, Jana. I usually do, but I probably won't. What's your song, Lynette? Yeah, that's the way to do it. Volunteer first. What's your song, Keith? Come here, Keith. Joanne?
What key? George, what key?
E flat. Okay. Okay. I guess everybody has to, let's see, I don't know, a piece of music.
Everybody, go ahead and start the everybody sounds dead. You probably told me. I don't have the music, so I'm thinking.
You know the words, Simon?
Yeah. I guess that's all you really need to know.
Yeah, you need to know the words.
Okay, just put a little excitement into it. Start to express your heart.
Into where?
Let it out. Just express your heart to the Lord.
Oh. That's good, except when I used to say that meant they sang it all loud.
That'd be something, right?
No, that isn't better. Mm-hmm. Because 35 feet away, you can't hear it very well because it's no focus. Keep talking. They need to
keep
hear
what.
Now, in other words, what I'm saying is if you tell them that, they're going to sing it out loud. Now tell them something different.
I think about it. I wasn't ready.
That's good. That's fine. See, I'm using this as an example. I'm not going to put him on the spot and say, well, boy, you failed. Put a big ass in the book. But now, at the risk of doing your assignment for you, you need to think through the words. We did talk about that. Music is speech. It's communication. You need to think through the words. How should the words sound to communicate the idea that you are communicating? That's what you need to think through. And then somehow describe to them how that word should sound, whether you say it, sing it, or tell it. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That will communicate to them, and then convince them to do it. Now, they can do it on this one, because what is the key word?
Glory.
And how do you sing glory? You can sing glory dead like they just did. Glory, glory. Or you can sing it like a Presbyterian. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hear the angels sing. Or you can sing it like a Pentecostal. Right? So you think that through, and then you come back next week.
Want me to change songs?
No. There's the He is Worthy part, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. You're dismissed. I am picking on Keith this semester. Maybe I better knock that off.